Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Bert, I see your I hope you treat her well poem making parents cry on the first day of school.
I was just trying to put you over the edge. It's such a beautiful poem, though. I mean, I was giving you a hard time yesterday, though. Exactly. This thing was written in the early 1900s by a dad that is watching his daughter go to school for the very first time. And the emotions and everything around it, still true today. But it is a tear-jerking poem.
You can Google, "I trust you'll treat her well," about sending, you know, her sending her daughter off into the world. I always do it from the male perspective because my former host, Bob, has two daughters, and he used to like recite that for them on their first day. So I have come across a new poem that has gone viral. I've seen multiple people, parents, specifically moms, reading this, and they have a very hard time getting through it. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm issuing myself the challenge here, right? And for any parent, mom, dad, however you identify, for any parent, this is gonna hit you in the feels, because I feel like this one, you know, we turn everything into a competition here. Mine's gonna make her cry harder than Bart's. God, I hope so.
And do you have to wear a fart costume if it doesn't?
Yes, sure. And here's the thing, too. I've searched trying to find like who originally wrote this, and there's different iterations online. There's shorter ones, longer ones. I cannot find the author to credit them. So I would love to, if anybody knows where this originated. All I've seen is people reciting it in videos on social media.
Okay.
And now I'm going to add my face to that list, okay?
So we are giving the mascara alert right now.
Yes.
This is supposed to make you cry.
Yes,
okay.
It is. And it's like impeccable timing for like, you know, the back to school frenzy. So here we go.
Oh, you're hitting hard with the sensitive music.
Well, you did it.
Okay.
I get to do it too.
Okay.
I'm 80 years old, and somehow I woke up in my 38-year-old body just for one day. I wake up to little hands tugging at the blankets. "Mommy, wake up," they shout. I blink and I sit up slowly. My babies, they're small again. I gasp and I cry. They climb into bed, wiggling, giggling. I used to rush through mornings, but not today. I pull them close. I hug them tight. I kiss their messy hair. I hold their little hands. This time, I soak in every second. I catch my reflection in the bathroom mirror. No deep lines, no gray hair. It's my younger face. I used to think I looked old at 38. What a silly thought. I stare for a moment and think, "You are so beautiful." I find my husband in the kitchen making coffee. He looks strong, young. I wrap my arms around him so tightly. He looks surprised. Maybe we didn't hug enough back then, I think. We talk about the day, nothing big. But today it all feels big. I memorize the sound of his voice. We pile into the car, kids arguing over seatbelts. Someone drops a snack, crumbs are everywhere. I used to get so frustrated. I soak in the noise, the chaos. I know my car will be quiet and spotless for many years to come. But I'll miss the mess. Dinner is loud and unorganized. No one wants to sit still. They're shouting, giggling, a little arguing, and so much life. I don't clean up right away. I just sit and watch, trying to burn it all into my memory. Before bed, I pick up the phone. I call my mom, and I hear her voice. Mom, Mom, I haven't heard this voice in so many years. I close my eyes and let her words wash over me. I tell her I love her again and again. I'd never want to hang up. This time, I don't leave anything unsaid. At bedtime, this is where it gets me. At bedtime, I don't skip pages in the story. Not tonight. I read every single word. Then I ask, can we read one more book? They say yes. I don't want this day to end. I got one more day. And this time I knew. This was joy. This was love. Those little hands, the loud, messy dinners, our strong young bodies with no aches or pains, our parents who are still with us. It all mattered so much more than we ever realized. You were supposed to cry, not me.
So I got lost because this is such a self-inflicted wound here that Kristen was trying to make everybody cry. And she was three sentences into it when your nose started to get that red color and your cheeks started to get that red color. So I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And I got more focused on when you were going to lose it than what was said. That's really good, though, no, I think.
It's always the bedtime line because I catch myself that because you're as a parent, you're so exhausted at the end of the day. And there are those books where you can skip the pages and they're little and they don't realize. Yeah. So to read this and you're like, no, this time I read every single word.
Yeah.
And then I was the one that was like, do you want to read one more book? And it just kind of makes you kind of like settle in the present. And this doesn't, like, I love this. I love this. And I think it's much needed perspective. But I also want to remember or remind that days can be hard as well. You don't have to be like overly grateful, overly gushy in every single moment. Like, you're allowed as a parent and as a mom to be like, if these kids touch me one more time, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind.
Right. Like, is there a poem about that?
Those, you know what? I'll write one.
Let's.
Those two can't exist at the same time.
Get it? The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.